Hour number two of the Midnight Rider getting underway here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome to the Tuesday night edition. How are you? Glad you're with us. Hope everybody had a grand weekend. And everybody's back at it. I walked into a convenience store last night to grab an iced tea and get my wife, of all things, Twinkies. And God, she's not pregnant, or I'd be out buying watermelon in the middle of the night. And so she sends me to the store to get Twinkies, so I thought, well, I'll grab an iced tea while I'm here, and because they make good iced tea. And so I'm standing there, and normally, 10:30 on a Monday night, the place was still pretty busy. It was just me and the cashier. It's like, where's everybody at? He says, they're home, long weekend, thank God. And I noticed, you know, everybody just kind of, it was kind of like just kind of moping along, you know, today. Everybody I came in contact with and everything. So it was kind of a crazy day, and then we got rain here today. Man, it's been weird here. We went from like 100 degree weather here to like today. I don't even think it got into the 80s. It was really kind of strange. And it may be a sign that fall's coming early this year. I don't know. Every year the weather gets stranger and stranger. And you know, a lot of people say, well, that means the Lord's about to come, folks. I think it has a lot to do with manipulation and things that they're doing. I mean, this year we got so much rain here, and the year before, none. It just, you know, and I've seen chemtrails in the sky. Literally, they, you know, spray them out in front of a thunderstorm and watch that thunderstorm dissipate totally. Amazing thing. Because I'm right here in Oklahoma, right here, Tornado Alley, right smack dab in the middle of it, and things rock and roll right here. And, man, they just didn't materialize. And we need to do a chemtrail show and a bunch of things. Matter of fact, folks, if you've got a show idea, write me and let me know. Because I'd kind of like to know everything that you're interested in as far as topics, because I would imagine there are probably a lot of the same things I'm interested in. So write me at mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. Also, our chat room is open at midnightridershow.com. Just click on the chat link and pick a name and you're in. Ted Pike sent out an email that I got last night. He says the Senate could be back in to tackle this anti-hate legislation again. How many times have they brought that out this year? I mean, what, half a dozen times? So I may try to have Ted on tonight or tomorrow night or so to get an update on it. So, folks, it means like we're going to have to get on the phone again, melt down switchboards. I think right now that's the only thing Congress understands with it being an election year coming up, that they're, you know, you melt down the phones. They understand that. Because they don't want to attempt to take all the calls from everybody. But I'm going to try to get Ted on probably for tomorrow night, if he'll come on. I know Rick has him on. Rick Adams has him on an awful lot. And he's got a great video, if you haven't seen it, called Why the Mideast Bleeds. That really, you know, it just, well, okay, yeah, you know, it's a good idea. I probably need to give it more often. MidnightRiderShow.com. MidnightRiderShow.com. Somebody in the chat room. Reload is listening to us on RBN. So welcome aboard. Thanks for listening to the program. Glad you're with us. All right, back in a minute. The commander guy goes to Iraq. We'll talk about that and more. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Live Essence Infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. Gotta move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I tear. Now I gotta move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I
back
feel
back here on the Midnight Rider.
I wanna try myself a few.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, my name is Mike Chambers. I guess I love that song. Ow! Always feeling good. Yeah, you let that run a minute, run a second there, man, if it's still got it going. That's cool stuff.
I love
yeah.
to do my thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't need. No one else.
No. God, y'all.
Sometimes I feel so nice.
Good
God.
Yeah, yeah.
Back, I want to kiss myself.
Yeah.
I've got soul.
Oh, man. You can't beat the hardest working man in show business. If you've never seen James Brown on TV, that was great. I've seen a clip of him doing the Ed Sullivan Show. And, you know, you could tell they would always get like these, just so worn out, they'd put the cape on him and they'd begin to walk away slowly and slowly and slowly. And the next thing you know, boom, you know, he's back. Can't beat the hardest working man in show business. I'm not convinced he's dead. I think that's all an act. But then again, was he ever buried? They were trying, I think, like to determine, paternity of a couple of children or something, and his body was sent all over the country, different, you know, for different stuff. But I don't know. He might be appearing somewhere else tonight. I have no clue. I do want to say real quick. thanks everybody listening. You guys, I appreciate it so much that you do listen, that you tune in, that you're telling others about the show. The show's growing, and I really enjoy doing it. And I appreciate everybody in the chat room that comes in nightly, everybody who listens on the internet, all our micro broadcasters. I just appreciate you guys more than you will ever know. And the efforts and sacrifices those people make, putting these stations up, and it's huge, folks. I'm telling you, you get 1,000. I guarantee you, you get 1,000 of these stations up playing this program, and we will be able to take on Coast to Coast AM. Literally, I'm serious. And that's how big it is. And I'm just so appreciative of everybody who has a micro broadcast FM station and has us on. I'm thankful to all the activists and stuff. I know a lot of people who will take and record these shows and play them on public access TV. All these people who just get up and do something, no matter how small. I'm so appreciative of the people that will just take time and write down a website or a piece of information on the back of a utility bill. Or an envelope, or a magazine insert, and send it in. Man, it's so huge. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you. And I appreciate what you do. I appreciate everybody who tells others about this program, and I know that's happening. It's big. It's big to me. It means an awful lot to me. And I'm very appreciative. Because it means the world to me that you'll turn in, you'll tune in nightly, and you should be a part of the program. I'm thankful to everybody who calls, all of that. It's the people who write me the emails. It's big. I mean, it means the world to me just that you're doing something, whether it's encouraging or you're able to just get out on the streets and get crazy and nuts and do whatever you need to do. I think that it's an awesome feat. Where you've just got a bunch of people who nobody's out there ordering you around, telling you how to do it. You just do it. I think it's a great, 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 great thing. All right. And I am much appreciative. The commander guy, also known as George W. Bush, decided to take a little trip to Iraq.
That's
recently.
What we did. We put in more troops
mm-hmm. yeah.
to get to a position where right. we can be in some other place. The question is, who ought to make that decision?
Uh-huh.
The Congress?
Yeah.
Or the commanders?
The commanders.
And as you know, my position is clear. I'm a commander guy. Yes, sir.
He's the commander guy. And so he's gone off to, he went off to Iraq, I guess, Saturday and Sunday before he headed down to Australia for the APEC conference down there, which, by the way, nobody can protest at. They've got a nice little corridor around there. Lots of security down there to keep, so nobody will know that he's not liked. And Laura Bush says, well, everywhere we go, people are so nice and they just love us. Uh-huh. Yeah. One night, he's over there and, gosh. They're going to come out with this, they have to, have this report about the surge in front of Congress before the 15th of September. So I guess he was over there with having decisional meetings, as they say. No, you were over there for a photo op, and you went in and hid out for a while, talked to a few people, and made it look like you're over there to get an assessment of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Third trip over there, I guess the last time he went was over in 2006. So he shows up over there and, good photo op, makes him look like he's in command. And he, of course, wears dark colors to contrast, the camouflage, the desert camouflage of the soldiers, to make him stand out. I'm sure that was a little Rovian trick. But he's over there and now he's going to the APEC conference. He's there now, I guess more of giving away of our sovereignty. You know, and this so much bugs me about this North American Union thing with him. And I've been reading Jared Corsi's book, The Late Great USA, and just how insipid all of this is. I just, it just really literally makes me want to hurl. Keith Olbermann has had some comments about Bush's trip to Iraq and selling the war. We'll run those after the bottom of the hour because they run about 7.5 minutes. We don't have time now. Between now and the next and the bottom of the hour. So we'll run that after the bottom. Your calls at 800-313-9443. It's just so terrible that somebody can just so easily say, okay, all right, and give away the country. That's all right. That's, yeah. That's a great idea. I like that idea. Let's go. And, of course, Mexico, the Mexican government loves it because, hey, you're going to allow more Mexican labor to come across the border. And then they can do it legally and have more of them over here because right now Mexicans sending money back to their families in Mexico is the second largest part of the Mexican economy besides oil. So, heck, easy enough there. Let's bring over another 20 or 30 million. And along with their families and all of that good stuff. Which would really blow up the size of this country. I mean, just, oh. And that's what they wanted to do with this amnesty bill. That got put down after we Americans got pissed off and told them no. They were going to allow them to bring up, I think it was like 11 or 12 of their own family members with them. Allow them to stay and then call them out. You know, you can call them, come on over. And that would double the size of this country overnight. The infrastructure, first the road infrastructure, the water, the sewer and city infrastructures couldn't handle it. Not to mention the healthcare infrastructure, fire, police, you know, all the basic little things that you need in your little burg. I don't know if you so much need a police. I mean, a gun in every house, that'd solve it too. But, you know, a nice little fire department to take care of the fires and that kind of thing, I think it would be a big thing. But those pieces of infrastructure would be stretched. And I don't see how anybody can see this as any other way that it's being done on purpose and the aim is to destroy this country. There's no other way to view it. Because it's done outside the eyes of Congress. Congress said, well, we need a little oversight into this. They still haven't got any oversight. Not going to get any oversight. And that's and this is how you know they're totally bought off is every time they sit and say, wow, we need a little oversight, and they don't get any, nothing happens. Same thing about the war. We're going to get us out of Iraq. We'll be out soon. Everybody have faith and believe in us. We're going to make it happen. Nope. Everything Bush has wanted, he's got. I'll tell you what I'll do. Yeah. Let's raise the minimum wage. Oh, yes, we Democrats, we like that. We're liberal. We think that's another program. That's something else. Yes, we love it. Let's do it. $100 billion for the war. Great. Now Bush is going to come back and ask for an additional $50 billion to keep running this war. And you've also got this run-up possibly to a war with Iraq where evidently, we're going to see in the news media, the mainstream media here in the next week and a half, a big buildup, a big push to convince people that a war with Iran's a dandy thing. You know, so, and what's that going to accomplish? You're talking about a 3-day blitz of bombing where they say they'll take out the entire Iranian military. I find that hard to believe. And then at that point, what danger does that put our troops in Iraq? I think that puts them in huge danger. All right, back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're tuned in to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Shoot tombstone full of wine, balls and chain. I'm drinking tea and tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fight. Oh,
I'm ready.
Ready as anybody can be.
Ready as anybody can be. Oh, this is good stuff tonight. Manny picking the hits. Oh, yeah, you can't beat the blues. There's one of the college stations here in town. Has a great blues show they run on Saturday. And oh my gosh. There's nothing like getting into the car, rolling the windows down, and turning that up way up high. And just get on the highway and go. Oh, but then again, I guess I shouldn't do that because of global warming. They're now showing that, they're talking about carbon taxes and stuff in England. It is coming here. Oh, your carbon footprint's too large. You owe us money, pal. Well, carbon footprint this. Yeah, it wonders never cease. All right, here's an article I wanted to get into about this bipolar disorder cases up sharply in U.S. children. This by Benedict Carey. The number of American children and adolescents treated for bipolar disorder increased 40-fold Wow. From 1994 to 2003, researchers did a report Tuesday in the most comprehensive study to look at the controversial diagnosis, and experts say the numbers have almost certainly risen further in the years since. The magnitude of the increase is an illness that until recently was thought to emerge only in adulthood, is surprising to many experts, and is likely to intensify a debate that has shaken the field of child psychiatry in recent years. Some psychiatrists say that bipolar disorder, which is characterized by extreme mood swings, is too often missed, and that youngsters who suffer from it are now, as a result of increased awareness, beginning to get the treatment they need. Others say that bipolar has become a diagnosis du jour, a catch-all term for explosive, aggressive children who, once labeled, often receive treatment with powerful psychiatric drugs that have few proven benefits and potentially serious side effects, like rapid weight gain. You remember our 11-year-old, we've adopted him, and he had rapid weight gain. They put him on some of this stuff, and they just go from an alert child to just zombies, where all they would do want to do is sleep, and they'll eat, and that's it. And we had one little girl here in our house when we were still doing foster care. They had her on some type of medication. Then all she did was cry and fold clothes, only her clothes. But she did it and cried all day long, and I finally just said, that's enough of that, and I took her off the medicine. Same with him. No more of it. I just would not do it. I mean, it's nasty stuff. And to say this stuff has increased 40-fold, 40 times. In the last 10 years. By the way, Bill in Idaho, we got disconnected. Give us a call back. 40 times in 10 years. And that number's still going to go up. I mean, it's like all this ADHD. Well, your boy's got ADHD. He doesn't have ADHD. ADHD, my butt. Turn the game off. Turn the TV off. And kick their little butts outside. And yes, kids have mood swings. One minute they're happy, next minute they're sad, especially when they don't get their way. Well, we've got a tremendous amount of children with bipolar disorder. You don't have anything. It's another reason to medicate. I mean, can you imagine? 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. What do you want? Well, I'm on Paxil. Calm me down. I'm on lithium to even me out. Who? Yes, because I'm bipolar. That's it. Drug them up. Dumb them down, drug them up. That's it, yeah. I went through about a depression for a while, and one thing I would not do, and it was a scary thing too, is that I would not take the drugs. I would not. I mean, I had people tell me, you need to go to a doctor. I said, yeah, I know. I know I need to go to a doctor. I know I'm depressed, but I'm not going on the medicine. Because I've watched what it's done to people. I knew a guy that was severely depressed. And they put him on, I think it was Paxil, maybe one other. And within the space of 2 weeks, he had lost his job and lost his wife. I mean, he just went nuts. He was really happy. And it was all gone bye-bye. I saw that, and I've seen people die after just taking this stuff for years and years. And I thought, no, not me. No way. No way would I give this stuff to a kid. Here, kid, have some Paxil or some Prozac. Yeah, that's the perfect thing, what we need. No, they need to go outside. They need to play. They got lots of energy. Want to burn it off. Or maybe sit down and actually talk to the kid. Find out what's on their mind. There's a thought. Don't talk to me now. Idol's on, boy. Or Dancing with the Stars. Oh, my gosh, they're doing the Lindy. Bipolar kids. Diagnosis up over 40 times. Man. Big Pharma's happy. You got to know that. 800-313-9443. Back in a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, our number 800-313-9443. It's open lines tonight. Final half hour of the program for tonight. Friday night here, we're going to have our Young Gun Roundtable and run through the news on Friday night with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and maybe one other that we might add in here as well. To go through, you know, there's just so much happening, and happening on so many fronts, that it is really literally hard to keep up with everything. And, of course, that's all by design. I mean, you know, just to keep everybody totally confused in a state of just having to run from place to place to place just to keep up. And, you know, then, of course, you know, then they throw in these little curveballs like the Larry Craig thing. And that, you know, I guess maybe that ended a little bit too quickly, and they're going to try to milk it for some more. Oh, come on back, Larry. We didn't get enough out of that. You quit too soon. You know, because here our country's fallen apart, and these people have usurped and taken what doesn't belong to them. And so many people feel defeated and afraid and feel frustrated, and you should not. We can defeat these people, and we will defeat them. Failure is not an option. It's never an option. to know that what I'm doing, I just have to look at my kids and understand that what I'm doing is right. It doesn't take much to figure it out. That, you know, that look, this is what we're about. We're here about trying to get information to people to try to save our country so that they can be awake and know what's going on as well, so they can save their families too. That's what this is about. It's about people. And I know there's a lot. And the thing is, the one thing that I just totally despise is people running around saying, well, if you don't agree with me with everything I say, then my God, you're not a part of this. You're not right. You're a traitor. You're this, you're that. I mean, I've seen this over and over and over and over. It drives me insane. Look, learn to get along with each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That's one thing. When we do win, that's one thing we're going to have to get back to anyway. You know, it's amazing when the power goes off for some reason. People go back outside. Neighbors start talking again. We had a transformer blow out. I guess it was couple years ago, and matter of fact, I could see the lightning strike right out my door, and it hit a transformer about three houses down. So I did the program for my show, the program for my house, and power's out for 8, 9, 10 hours, and it goes out like about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And next thing I know, everybody's outside, we're talking, and it's still raining. But the power's out, which means no TV, no computer, no nothing, and we're talking to the neighbors, having a grand time. Everybody's enjoying each other's company. Hey, it's great to see you again. How you doing? The boy, as soon as that power comes back on, that idiot box is able to be watched again. Everybody just disappears. I'm in the store. Well, what you going to do this weekend? You going to watch the game? Nope. Not much interested in football. And of course, Oklahoma's a big football state with Oklahoma University here. Bremer Turner. I could care less. I mean, I could literally care less. I mean, I might watch a game every now and then because I love the game of football. But I'm just not interested in it. I don't want to follow it every day. I mean, invest so much time in it. I mean, you can turn on these little sports radio stations, and they've got like three of them dedicated to it here in this town. And you're just like, yeah. But there's all people who are just, well, what do you think's going to happen with the coaching vacancy down there, over here, and there?
Well, I think if they get the right guy, they can come back this year and have a really good year.
And I mean, and these guys know all the stats and the sports scores and everything. And then if you ask them where their rights are derived from, does it come from the Constitution or the government? Oh, it's the government that gives you them rights. No. Don't come from the Constitution. Government's good to you. It's a good thing. I mean, I've had conversations with people. I know the Patriot Act violates the Constitution, but at least they still let us have free speech. Huh? It's just, you know, the government's good to us. They like us. Still let us have some free speech. Other rights, they don't mean much, but holy cow, take this one. And hey, and free speech is going. Knock, knock. Folks, you gotta learn. Get along. Get along. If somebody doesn't have your view, okay, so what? Because I tell you what, the person who will end up going crazy is you. You will try to beat everybody over the head with it, and when they don't come to your point of view, you're just going to get frustrated and more frustrated and more frustrated, and you'll quit. Plain and simple. Learn to get along. Learn to love each other the way and treat each other the way you want to be able to be treated. Simple stuff, folks. None of it's rocket science. All right, Keith Olbermann on his countdown show goes after Bush and his trip to Iraq and the state of the war. Look, basically the White House is writing this report on the surge from General Petraeus, so it's coming from the White House, which means everything's going to be rosy. And they'll talk about schools being built and all that kind of stuff when the infrastructure in Iraq continues to fall just like it continues to fall here. And we'll talk some about the infrastructure and the country as well on the other side because it's crumbling. But here's this from Keith Olbermann from earlier this evening. Take a listen.
Finally tonight, a special comment about Mr. Bush's trip and his startling admission of the true motive for this war, which was revealed during his absence. And so he is back from his annual surprise gratuitous photo op in Iraq, and what a sorry spectacle it was. But it was nothing compared to the spectacle of one unfiltered, unguarded, horrifying quotation in the new biography to which Mr. Bush has consented, as he deceived the troops at Al-Asad Air Force Base yesterday with the tantalizing prospect that some of them might not have to risk being killed and might get instead to go home. Mr. Bush probably did not know that, with his own words, he had already been proved to be a liar, that he had been lying, is lying, will be lying about Iraq. He presumably did not know that there had already appeared those damning experts from Robert Draper's book, Dead Certain. I'm playing for October, November, Mr. Bush said to Draper. That evidently is the time during which he thinks he can sell us the real plan, which is, to quote him, to get us in a position where the presidential candidates will become comfortable about sustaining a presence. Comfortable, that is, with saying about Iraq, again quoting the president, stay longer. And there it is, sir. We've caught you. Your goal is not to bring some troops home, maybe, if we let you have your way now. Your goal is not to set the stage for eventual withdrawal. You are, to use your own disrespectful, tone-deaf word, playing at getting the next Republican nominee to agree to jump into this bottomless pit with you and take us into it with him as we stay in Iraq for another year and another and another and anon. Everything you said about Iraq yesterday and everything you will say is a deception for the purpose of this one cynical, unacceptable, brutal goal, perpetuating this war indefinitely. War today, war tomorrow, war forever. And you are playing at it. Playing! A man with any self-respect, having inadvertently revealed such an evil secret, would have already resigned and fled the country. You have no remaining credibility about Iraq, sir. And yet yesterday at Al-Asad, Mr. Bush kept playing, and this time using the second of his two faces. The president told reporters, quote, they, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker, tell me if the kind of success we are now seeing continues, it will be possible to maintain the same level of security with fewer American forces. And so Mr. Bush got his fraudulent headlines today. Bush may bring some troops home, while the reality is we know from what he told Draper that the president's true hope is that they will not come home, but that they will stay there because he is keeping them there now in hope that those from his political party fighting to succeed him will prolong this unendurable disaster into the next decade. But to a country dying of thirst, the president seemed to vaguely promise a drink from a full canteen, a promise predicated on the assumption that he is not lying. Yet you are lying, Mr. Bush, again. But now we know why. You gave away more of yourself than you knew in that Draper book, and you gave away still more on the arduous trip back out of Iraq, hours in the air without so much as a single vacation. If you look at my comments over the past 8 months, you told reporters, it's gone from a security situation in the sense that we're either going to get out and there will be chaos or more troops. Now the situation has changed where I am able to speculate on the hypothetical. Mr. Bush, the only hypothetical here is that you are not now holding our troops hostage. You have no intention of withdrawing them. But that doesn't mean you can't pretend you're thinking about it, does it? That is your genius, sir, as you see it anyway. You can deduce what we want. We the people, remember us? And then use it against us. You can hold that canteen up and promise it to the parched nation and the untold number of Americans whose lives have not been directly blighted by Iraq or who do not realize that their safety has been reduced and not increased by Iraq. They will get the bullet points. Bush is thinking about bringing some troops home. Bush even went to Iraq. You can fool some of the people all the time, can't you, Mr. Bush? You are playing us. And as for the most immediate victims of the president's perfidy and shameless manipulation, those troops, yesterday sweating literally as he spoke at Al-Asad Air Base, tonight again sweating figuratively in the valley of the shadow of death, the president saved for them the most egregious playing of the entire trip. I want to tell you this about my decision, about troop levels. Those decisions will be based on a calm assessment by our military commanders on the conditions on the ground, not a nervous reaction by Washington politicians to poll results in the media. One must compliment Mr. Bush's writer. That, perhaps, was the most perfectly crafted phrase of his presidency. For depraved indifference to democracy, for the craven projection of political motives onto those trying to save lives and save a nation, for a dismissal of the value of the polls and the importance of the media, for a summary of all he does not hold dear about this nation or its people, nothing could top that. As if, sir, you listened to all the calm assessments of our military commanders, rather than firing the ones who dared say the emperor has no clothes and the president no judgment. As if, sir, your entire presidency was not a nervous reaction, and you yourself nothing but a Washington politician. As if, sir, the media does not largely divide into those parts your minions are playing and those others who unthinkingly and uncritically serve as your echo chamber at a time when the nation's future may depend on the airing of dissent. And as if, sir, those polls were not so overwhelming and not so clearly reflective of the nation's agony and the nation's insistence. But this president has ceased to listen. This president has decided that night is day and death is life, and enraging the world against us is safety. And this laziest of presidents actually interrupted his precious time off to fly to Iraq to play at a...
All right. Look, first off, this is a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy, although it would seem like a democracy because that's mob rule, and it seems like we have the mob ruling the country, as in La Cosa Nostra. But he's never listened. I mean, Olbermann has a lot to say that usually is spot on. Bush has never listened. Doesn't intend to listen. They've got their playbook. They're running their playbook. And they don't give a hoot and a holler about what anybody else thinks, about what you think, and again, about poll results, or about what the American people think, because we don't matter. That's it in a nutshell. We do not matter. Our troops do not matter at all. According to Henry Kissinger, they're just useless pawns to be used however you see fit. Go ahead, run them through 4, 5, 6, 7 times. It doesn't matter. Who cares about the results when they come back home? How their families are screwed? Oh, that's right. We don't care about the family. We want to break that up. Divorces? Heck yeah, that's better. That breaks more families up. Well, I gotta have that. And the crux of this whole thing with Iraq is it boils down to one, we have no business there. Never did have any business there. There was no threat. Still isn't a threat. Interesting how all these countries that are the axis of evil, none of them could mount an attack on us if they tried. We have Atlantic swimming camels, satellite photos, film at 11. It's Iran, Iraq, and Kim Jong-il in North Korea. Ooh, I'm scared. And it's all asinine. It's so asinine. Yet this lie has been sold so many times and often enough. Everybody goes, oh my, they're the axis of evil. Get Iran next. Get him. Oh, next what? We're going to attack North Korea next? Then who after that? By hook or by crook, they're going to destroy this country. Right now, they're doing a damn fine job of destroying our military. And they're talking about more. Heck, let's go bomb Iran. That's great. got the Navy and the Canadian Navy doing maneuvers off of Panama right now. Pretty darn close to Venezuela. Ooh, right around the corner. Let's get provocative. Oh, let's go take Chavez out next. That's fun. What can we mess with next? Remember, they said it 100-year war. And they mean it. They're just getting started, folks. Literally are just getting started. They have an aim and a desire to basically torch the Middle East for a good old buddy Israel. Oh, yes, they need breathing room there, don't they? All right, back in a minute. Final segment around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Final segment here tonight on the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us tonight. You know, this whole thing about the war is just indicative of one thing, that The Constitution is, in their minds, just nothing but a GD piece of paper. It means nothing to them, but everything to us. And they could care less. I mean, could literally care less. I mean, they show it. I mean, how many pieces of legislation each year is passed and never contested that violates the Constitution? I mean, how many times does the federal government usurp the rights of the states? Every year. I mean, it happens over and over and over. They stopped following the Constitution a long time ago. Oh, yeah, sure, they trotted out for parades on July 4th. And they talk about the, and they use the words freedom and all of that. And we all just genuflect and go, oh, well. He's a compassionate man, God-fearing man. Listen to all this talk, and it means nothing. They'll sit and talk and say all this stuff as they make their speech, and in the end they'll go back, and it's no different. When he talks about freedom and spreading democracy, yeah, you've spread democracy, all right. Iraq's being run by a mob. I mean, there's mob rule. You've got democracy going there. You got this mob fighting the other mob. And a little mob over here and a little mob over there all fighting each other. That's it. You got a mob going. Yay, democracy. Sticking our nose in where it doesn't belong. Again, and to control resources. Control the resources, set the Middle East on fire, you accomplish a number of things. Yeah, you get to turn the whole world into a battleground. How long do you think Russia's going to sit there and wait idly? And China, as we invade nation after nation after nation, spreading freedom everywhere. It's the freedom agenda. Yep, we're just here to free you of your assets and your resources. Thank you very much. There's even been articles written where they would actually saying to get rid of all the Iraqis, nuke them with like a neutron bomb, and then just move Americans into their place. Build nice condos and everything in Iraq. That's gross. I mean, that's hideous to even think about. But that's what these neocons like. Hey, yeah. We got a forward base operation there. We set up some manufacturing and get some bullets made. And wow. Take it even further on the road. At the expense of our kids over there fighting. This is what they want. And meanwhile, we're just sitting back over here arguing with each other. And you've got a select few that are out trying to make things happen and people that are doing their dead level best. Well, the vast majority of people want to fuss and fight. Learn to get along. Don't sweat the small stuff. Because this is all about people. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.